This is the Composer's Datebook for December 5th. I'm John Zeck. In the 19th century, taking snuff in the nose was a common practice. And on today's date in 1837, the most notorious example of snuff-taking in musical history occurred, or didn't occur, depending on who you believe, during the premiere in Paris of the massive Requiem Mass of French composer Hector Berlioz. As Berlioz tells it in his memoirs, the conductor of the performance, François-Antoine Habeneck, decided to take a pinch of snuff during an especially tricky passage of the score, just when a cue from the conductor was of particular importance. To avert disaster, Berlioz stepped in front of Habeneck, gave the cue, and afterwards all but accused the conductor of deliberately trying to sabotage his music. Some eyewitnesses are on record saying, "Yes, that's just how it happened," while others equally emphatic state, "Preposterous, nothing of the sort occurred." Who to believe? Well, it is known that once the basic tempo was set, Mr. Habeneck was in the habit of putting down his baton to let the orchestra play on by themselves. He would then calmly take a pinch of snuff. Sometimes it's said he even offered snuff to his neighbors, so perhaps those performances at least, if not the premiere of Berlioz's Requiem, were indeed sabotaged by an especially loud sneeze. For more on disastrous premieres both averted and endured through music history, our website is composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.